Less central control after Daniel Andrews' exit, Treasurer admits. Victorian Treasurer Tim Pallas has conceded there has been a relaxation of control under new Premier Jacinta Allan. The revelation follows the release of a Victorian Ombudsman report that found creeping politicisation in the public service a reality in Victoria. The Ombudsman found a culture of fear in the upper echelons of the public sector that did not support frank and fearless advice. Mr. Pallas, responding to questions regarding the leadership style of current Premier Allan, said it was probably true to say that there's been a bit more of a relaxation on central control, insisting that it was not a criticism of either the former Premier or any former Premier that he's worked with. Mr. Pallas said, "Minister Allan has brought her own style, and I feel totally relaxed and comfortable in the process that she's put in place. What it tells us is she is going to be her own person. She's going to expect the same level, or perhaps a higher level, of effort from the ministers." Ms. Allan replaced Daniel Andrews as the 49th Premier of Victoria in late September, following a Labour Party caucus meeting. At the time, Ms. Allan said her leadership style would be driven by her values, including hard work, equality of opportunity, working families, and the environment. Despite hailing from the same socialist left faction as Mr. Andrews, Ms. Allan appears to have adopted a less centralized approach to government, based on Mr. Pallas' comments. "Too many staffers hired by Victorian government, Ombudsman." The Victorian Ombudsman Deb Glass, in her report released on December 6, revealed in 2022 that Victorian Premier Andrews had as many staffers as the Australian Prime Minister and New South Wales Premier combined. Decisions made in echo chambers, not subject to the scrutiny of expert career officials, do not make for good public administration, she said. While it is impossible to quantify the impact of marginalization on either the public interest or the public purse, we should all be worried about the trend. Further, Ms. Glass revealed creeping politicization is a reality in Victoria and requires urgent attention. She said the Ombudsman was deeply troubled by the number of people who were afraid to speak. "While the response to our request for submissions was overwhelming, particularly from current and former senior public officials with deep knowledge of the issues we were examining, many more declined to speak on the record," she said. Two sentiments stood out: concern and fear. Concern about what people saw as the quickening corrosion of long-standing Westminster principles of responsible government. Fear that if they spoke up, if they were in any way identifiable as having done so, their careers would be finished.